It is such a privilege and honor to be a licensed Unity teacher. And for the first time, for our annual Christmas service, all of our licensed Unity teachers at Unity of New York are going to sit and share with you. Please welcome Kathy Grant and Louis Olivieri. And behind us is the fireside. And now we're going to chat. Alton, that is so, so beautiful. Whenever you share your gift, it's just incredible. I came across a poem yesterday that is in the Unity Advent book that comes out every year, a little booklet. And it says, "The most precious gift. As a child at Christmas time, I'd wake late at night, too excited to sleep. And through the quiet dark, I'd creep to sit at the foot of our tree. It wasn't the presents that woke me. I barely gave them a thought. The simple hope and joy of the season was the most precious gift that I got. Alone in the dark, I would lose myself in the quiet stillness, the dancing lights. My thoughts and dreams and soul took flight in wordless worship and prayer. I tell you that Christ is born again year after year in the most unlikely of places. In every eye, wide open with wonder. In every heart, wide open with love. In every heart, wide open with love." If only that was the experience for all of us at this time of year. It's such a beautiful time of year. It's such a beautiful city we live in. And we already know that today the Advent theme is joy. Joy. The birth of Jesus must have brought Mary and Joseph indescribable happiness. Their joy was all the sweeter for the hardships they had endured on their trek to Bethlehem. When I'm going through a hard time, I do my best to remember that joy does await me on the other side of whatever I may be walking through. Joy is the essence of spirit energy in me. Joy is the essence of spirit energy in me. It may be subdued at times, but it's always there. Ultimately, my joy can never be suppressed or denied. As I open my heart to God, as I open my heart, joy bursts out, bursts forward, and gratitude flows in. I remember that no matter how dark the night may be, joy comes in the morning. No matter how dark the night may be, joy comes in the morning.
And in that Advent book Britt is referring to, there's a Unity minister named Reverend Ed Townley. And he reminds us, although we might just a little want to feel that Christmas is filled with dancing in the street and people merrily rolling along and singing carols first thing in the morning. Running around looking like a Hallmark greeting card, if you will. But in real life, and this is what I love about Unity, we speak to what happens in real life. And he reminds us that sometimes Christmas is a tender time. Sometimes it's a time when we may feel alone. Perhaps the makeup of our friends and our families looks different because of what has transpired in the year that's gone by. And that's part of life, isn't it? And what I love is not ignoring that and knowing that if people all around you are and you don't feel that way at that moment, that it's all right to be right where you are. That it's okay. It doesn't change the truth of what you are. This time of year, we're approaching winter solstice. It's just happening tomorrow. And so there's this interplay of light and dark. And we here at Unity know that the story of Jesus' birth, that whole story is our story. So as the family journeyed to their Bethlehem, we sometimes journey to our Bethlehem. No matter how many Christmases we may experience, it may be different each year. And that too is okay. So as we travel through Advent, the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas, those 4 Sundays, and we celebrate faith, love, peace, and joy, what if we approach it a little bit different this year? What if we use this time of Advent, that time of preparing for the rebirth of that Christ spirit, that never dying divine presence in us? What if we look at it a little differently and prepare ourselves in a new way? And we took this time to walk through our periods of Advent, contemplating perhaps dreams that have a little dust on them, and looking and examining our faith to take that little cloth and kind of spit shine that dream and see what we can do with it now. Know that this birth, this awakening, this sense of sacred, we can approach that differently also. We can walk our walk of faith in that first week, consider our beliefs, and can we affirm that we can walk it a little stronger, that we can affirm our faith, knowing that the whole spirit of the divine lives in us and expresses through us daily. Can we walk through that week of peace and know that we can choose peace no matter how chaotic our outside lives may be, that the peace that comes, that passes all understanding, is a choice. We can choose peace, and we can speak our truth with love, on purpose, but lovingly do so. We can walk through that week of love, knowing that we reflect and affirming the reflection, if you don't feel like you're reflecting it in any given moment, that your nature is love because you are born of love. That's the essence of who and what you are. What if we affirm that more strongly? And then we get to that 4th week of joy. And we heard earlier, joy is just a thought away. What if we take that in and celebrate the arrival of a new way of thinking? And knowing that through the interplay of joy and sadness, of celebration and perhaps grief, that we embody the totality of life, each and every one of us, in our unique way. And we call that good. We look for the good in every situation. The event happens, the issue occurs, And then we do what we do best. We turn within for that communion in spirit. Reaching deep to touch that place of perfection, of divinity, of light that we are. That's how we make that leap. We go in because we know living is an inside job. We choose to live from the inside out. We tap into that wellspring, that fountain of life that is always available to us. So if we make that kind of journey as we move through Advent, perhaps when we allow that flow of divine power through our being, as our master teacher and way shower, Jesus did, we have a lifting up in mind and body. We move from the material aspect of the holiday season and reaffirm the spiritual, that rebirth. That is a reflection of the eternal beings that we really are, because we live beyond time. We often say there is no space and time in spirit. That's why I can pray here and my brother or sister way over in LA somewhere instantly knows they're being held in love and light. So I invite you to take Advent, take this journey filled with faith, peace, love, and joy. And I encourage you to remember, as we've heard over and over again today, that joy awaits you on the other side. We here in this unity of New York community, we know that with you. So if you're not feeling it right now for yourselves, know that the three of us is a whole bunch of praying people around this building. Yes? Yes? So if you're not feeling that right now, know that we are standing in the gap, that we are holding that truth with you. It's not a for you. We don't separate ourselves from you. We do it with you. So be willing to know that your unity family here, and it doesn't matter if you stepped in here for the first time, we're your unity family.
Holla.
Come on. Lewis always says, come unity. Come unity. We are community. That's what unity is all about. I love this quote. Yeah. Yeah. Marshall Averson said, the rest of your life is the best of your life. The rest of your life is the best of your life. Can you know that with me? Yes. Own that statement. So when you say it, you say the best of my life is the rest of my life. One, two, three. The best of my life is the rest of my life.
So wait, it got all confabulated.
Yeah, let's do that again.
Okay, so say it again.
All right. The best of my life is the rest of my life. Yeah, so when we talk about holiday celebration, we remember that holiday stood for holy day, the sacredness of the season. And we know that every day is holy, right? Why? Because we carry the sacred in us. Wherever we step, wherever we tread, wherever we walk, wherever we find ourselves, the holy is right there. Spiritus sings, we are standing on holy ground. They didn't say sometimes.
It's not in the song.
Only on Sunday. It's wherever you're standing. Why? Because there is no spot where God is not. It's no place we can be without the power and presence. Why? Because it lives through and expresses as each one of us. This year, I invite you to choose activities as we complete this week of Advent in joy. Focused on joy, consciously choosing where we want to be, not where we should be. We hold that in prayer. Mm-hmm. With the people we want to be with, we hold that in prayer. And each of us can radiate peace, unity, and love wherever we are, and it will change the atmosphere. Try it.
Try it with your family.
Come on, try it. Remember, we're holding you in prayer. So you will find that as you consciously bless the place that you are and the people that are around you, you will affect change. So may your Advent journey be a journey of love, peace, faith, and joy. Wipe the slate clean of history, tradition, rules. It's your story. Rewrite it. You have the right. Start a new tradition of honoring your spirit you and allow joy to be your compass.
Thank you, Kathy. Truly, the rest of my life will be the best of my life. That means there's always a tomorrow. From the darkness into the light, we always have that journey because that's part of our experience here on this plane. One of our great spiritual teachers of the last generation and most of our lifetimes here in this room was Eric Butterworth. And he shared with us in a little essay that's called "There Is Always Tomorrow." And I will paraphrase that a little bit, remembering that we always have our journey, but it's the way we go and grow through it that makes us who we are. The giving of Christmas is the joy of Christmas. The joy of Christmas is not just for December 25th or the days leading up to it. Christmas is today and tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Every day the world is full of people who need the special something that makes Christmas what it is. And what is that something? Well, it is something really of ourselves. We can give 1,001 different names to it. Call it peace, call it love, but it really is a resounding feeling of joy that encompasses it all. But we know when we have given it, we really feel a little bit taller. We feel a little bit better. We just feel different. It's an electric energy that we have felt and we have given away. That's because we know that we've made not only ourselves feel better, but maybe someone else feel a little bit happier. It's a warm feeling, and we'll call it the feeling of Christmas. And every day in the year is a good time to feel it by helping someone else feel it. When you have it, you give it away. Soon we all will be crossing into a new threshold of a new year, 2016, and all the peace and love and joy of this or any other holiday of the year is today. It is right now, and bring it into your tomorrow. Because every day is given to us as a new gift. From darkness into light, the dawn always shines the following day. And we have the opportunity to begin always anew. This is the joy of Christmas. Something to be given and also well received by us, because we can't give unless we know how to receive. So I leave you with this. What if the highest and best description of what we call God is just being joy in expression? Just think about that. What if the highest and best explanation of what we call God is we being joy in expression? What a different world this would be.
Thank you.
Will you take a breath? Take a deep breath. Are you willing to embrace the gift that you are? You are a gift. Do you know that? And if you don't quite believe that, be exactly where you are and just be willing. And we're going to prepare to take this into a deeper place. You've been reminded of the truth. And we're going to know together Silent Night. The words are in your bulletin in case you don't know. We're going to know the first two verses together. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, Christ within us is born.
Christ within us is born. Christ within us is born.
So let's all close our eyes and take a slow, deep, healing breath. Feeling yourself rested in your chair. Feeling content to let your tension that you may hold fade as you remember that the chair is holding you safely and firmly below you. You can let go. Relax. So close your eyes. Grateful for this time that we have set aside to be in our God moment, to be in touch with God, present inside each and every one of us, to access the light inside each of one of us that never goes out, never fails to comfort us. I bring you good news of joy. These words were uttered centuries ago by angels, and they truly ring forth for us today. We know these words and we take them to heart as we celebrate this time of year, the birth of Jesus, which is really the rebirth of our awareness of our Christ within. United in joy and centered in prayer, we quiet our thoughts and center ourselves in the awareness
of the Christ's presence, we feel inspired, guided, uplifted, and renewed. Become aware of your breath. Inhale and exhale, allowing your mind to free itself of the outer activities that you brought in today, and maybe the distractions that may be surrounding you at this very moment. Focus on the gift of this moment and feel the presence of peace, not only within this room, but within us, within me, and truly around me. And I bask in the peace and joy of this moment. Think of the wonder of the season and all that it brings. And just for a moment, imagine the joy of every Christmas surprise that you have ever gotten, experienced, or had the joy of witnessing. And imagine that that joy is also in finding the perfect gift for someone you love, or perhaps something you made for someone. When I consider gift giving, I think of the joy that I give with it. No amount of money I spend is any importance, because I feel no sense of pressure or obligation, because I'm giving from the abundance of God's love within me. That dollar or two may be spent on an angel tree gift for the needy that we collected, or perhaps a kindness that you gave and you passed someone anonymously. Any moment can be our personal turning point to joy, which makes us more fully aware of the Christ expression that we really are. And coming from this spirit of joy, I deepen my awareness of the law of increase. From the spirit of wealth, I give with no thought of return or expectation. Abundance flows to me as I give. And with a grateful heart, I receive. In the joyful circle of giving and receiving, I prosper. And I give thanks for each opportunity to bless and to be blessed. The joy of the birth of Jesus is one great example of the impact anyone can have in our world and in our own interior world. Realize that with each heart filled with joy, you are reborn. I am reborn. My vibration and energy is raised, and wonderful feelings generate, and unknown healing starts to happen in my body. Truly, each of us has a manger in our heart where we are fully able to experience the birth of the Christ consciousness within, not just during Christmas time, but any time. I delight in the knowing that joy truly is an inside job, and no outer world circumstance can touch that joyful birthplace, which is my own inner manger, where I birth love, peace, joy. I am certain of this place of my own inner manger within, where these gifts are always born anew. each and every day. So now, centered in my heart, I know I emanate the Christ presence of joy. I will allow my circle of joy to expand, to bless all beings, and envision a world where love, compassion, and joy are directed from every human being and living being in thought, in action. I let peace and joy flow from me now to everyone in this room, and when I leave, to everyone I meet. I share my peace and my joy with the world, and I enjoy this peace and joy now in the silence.
As we begin to bring ourselves back to this time, to this space, let us sing together one more time the first verse of Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon Virgin Mother and Child. Holy Infant, so tender and mild,
And so it is.
So it is.